Everybody, well, we're here again, and it's kind of a warm day for me, and maybe other people out there, maybe not, but here it was like 95, and for me, that's pretty hot, and so the date today, thank you, Larry, our day and timekeeper here, and so we have Wednesday, and it's July. The month after June, boy, time is moving, days are moving, and it's the 11th, and it's 2012. So, I just, I went in and I recycled some cans, you know, yesterday, and some plastic, and I get to the counter, and the guy goes, well, that's kind of weird. I go, what? He goes, well, it's 11-11. I go, uh-oh. I said, there's another tracking number. I got to get after that one. He didn't know what to think, though. But so that, and I did see 555. That was real interesting, too. So maybe they're trying to change numbers on us. I don't know. We'll see if anybody else has seen something similar. So anyway, I had to go after the 11-11 again. Haven't seen it for quite a while, so they must be trying to figure out things here. We have our Ascension calls coming up on Saturday, this coming Saturday, 4 hours in length. And then we have the 3 consecutive Sundays, getting rid of the alien critters. So the Saturday call is healing and a water charging for the whole week. And we, you know, do the Ascension preparation. That's what we call the call. Bringing in special energies like the amber blood, different energies that come into it make us feel much better. And then on the Sunday calls, we get rid of the alien critters. So if you haven't been on one of those calls, it's very, very interesting. I guess if the first timer coming on it, they don't know what to expect. But they, when you feel something kind of wiggling, sometimes you feel something moving inside of you. That's the people have commented on that. And then all of a sudden it goes. Or maybe you know that you had something that felt like maybe something that was kind of bulging on the inside of you. I won't say fatty tissue, but just something that made you feel like you're kind of uncomfortable. And all of a sudden, it goes away. Or, you know, you have like an energetic furball, you know. So different things happen. But we get rid of the critters that are dealing with us. And unfortunately, they're here. So you may say, how many calls do I need to be on to get rid of all of them? Well, I can't answer that. When I first started, I was just hoping a few calls, and a few wasn't enough. But I think everybody who's been on the calls, whether you're on each month or just off and on when you come on, you know that it's definitely a big benefit. So for everybody who's warm out there, I hope you have ice cube that you're sitting on or something, or just have your feet in some water to cool off, or a mister or something. Or if not, just maybe you're just laying down like a dog would be with, you know, their tongue hanging out, listening to the show on the floor, never know. So anyway, we have our co-host tonight is Ann. And so Carrie's busy doing things. So we have Ann on here. Nice that we have Ann and Kathy out there helping out. So we will turn it over to Ann, and tonight's our self-empowerment night. So I don't know what she's going to be saying now. I probably covered all the stuff that she would normally be talking about. Anyway, put you on the spot here, Ann. So you had some warm weather today, huh?
Yes, it was 112 degrees in Las Vegas today. And luckily, though, I really cannot complain because I didn't have to go out and do anything really, or, you know, do anything physical. I don't know how people that are mowing lawns and that kind of thing survive. So whenever I start to complain, I just take a look at them or and shut my mouth.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think
that's good. So 95 isn't bad. 112
right.
Would be, but 95.
Well, it's a dry heat, though. We have no humidity.
A dry heat's good. Yeah, muggy is bad.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Well, what can we do tonight? Anybody want to call in about something about self-empowerment?
Yes, and you know, Ron, is the number somewhere on the fast chat for people to call in?
I don't know. Maybe one of the people can type something in for tonight.
Yes, if someone has that number, I'm sorry. I don't. I should have that, but I don't.
Yeah. What I have here is the 888 number. So 888-627 and 6008. Although I'm not sure what lines BBS calls us on, but that's one of them. Just see if that one works.
Okay, it's 888-627.
Yeah,
what are
6008.
The last four digits?
6008.
Okay, I just typed that into the fast chat. Oh, I erased it.
And then if you want to listen in on a telephone line, that number is 760-569-7676. I'll repeat that. 760-569-7676. And on Station 1, which is our Monday and Wednesday show, the access PIN number is 534355. Oh, you might want to take notes of that in case you're out and about and you can't get a computer. And you want to just call in on your cell phone. The other one for Station 2 on the call-in line, same phone number. So that PIN number is 192919. So that's pretty simple. 192919. That's for Friday and Saturday. Oh, let's see.
Now, someone commented here, Ron, that he uses the natal barcode crash to clear numbers. And I have done that as well. You mentioned the numbers. I don't know if you want to clear something. I saw 1212 twice.
Okay, yeah.
And so I haven't been.
That's good. We'll do 1212 and we'll do 1111. So 1212.
Okay.
And what I will mention, too, sometimes people do the death barcode clearing. And so if you have done that, just know that you need to go back in again and do the stress death barcode. I forgot about mentioning this about a week ago or so. Somebody called me up and mentioned where they could find it at, and they didn't see it on the page. So I just thought I'd tell you that in case you have done the death barcode and not realized that there's two clearings there on that page. So you just go down and hit the little button, and then you do the stress one. The same amount of time as a death barcode. And so here we go. Let's clear the 1212 number. So I guess we'll clear the one. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to clear one.
Oh, boy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And to clear the 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll clear the 1 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so there we go. Let's see how that works for you. Also, the Janice had mentioned about clearing the keyword of cancer. So, yeah, you can go into the natal chart, and you could also clear that particular word there. Remember, it works with numbers and words. So if you do have that situation happening to you, or maybe you feel the energy around you. Maybe you happen to work as a nurse in a doctor's office and you saw a few people today with cancer. You want to get that energy off of you. So just go in and clear that on the natal chart clearing. That's what I would recommend doing. And when you put it in as a name, and remember, on the clearing, it goes from left to right on the letters, and it goes from right to left. So it works both directions. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, I just wanted to add that really anything, not only that you might have as a condition, but anything that pops into your mind, or if you see an ad, I mean, we have ads for diseases now, and it maybe bothers you a little, I think all those could be put in, because we're just bombarded all the time. I guess they're trying to make us sick. So I would say you could just keep going with that, right, Ron?
Yeah, you could. So, yeah, if you see a commercial on TV with something, then you may want to just take what that particular maybe illness is or something and maybe type that in. that might be a good thing to do too. I can't get talk too much about these things because I kind of get out of my box a little bit that I need to stay inside of. But I think you all understand that if you do have something that seems to come into your life a lot or you see something a lot, then definitely that's what the natal chart clearing is for, is to get rid of the numbers and letters that are associated with you and track you. I had to use the word natal chart because a lot of people would know what that would be for the natal clearing. I think I called it the natal clearing, but it could actually have another name on it, which would be tracking words, but I can't put that up on the website. You know, it
right.
might be a little too hot or something or whatever, but anyway, I think you understand. So
right.
let's see, where are we here? Anything
we do have
going
a question,
on,
Ron.
In your neck
we
of the woods, Dan?
Yes. We do have a question I just noticed on the fast chat. What clearing is for Mayan and Egyptian timelines activating this year?
Let's see here. I think it's the 2012 clearing. It's something with the 2012 on it. Maybe somebody could type it in there.
It's the Ascension barcode, I believe. The 2012 barcode.
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. So
that was for the Mayan.
Not...
And then all of a sudden the other ones came on board. So there's a drop down box that you can use there to clear other energies and probably even, you know, type in something if you wish. The interest, I'll do the Egyptian one. Somehow that was real heavy. Egyptian gold, I think, is what I did a long time ago for people. So here we go. We'll clear the Egyptian energies that are attempting to connect to us in 2012 here. So here we go. One, so this would be the Egyptian aliens out there someplace. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do the gold. Remember, they like gold. Everything was gold. So here we go. One, two, this is, I'm going to clear the G. So let's just clear the like we're doing the natal chart clearing. So the G. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do the O. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do the L. L. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do the D. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'm going to go backwards with the letters now. That's what they do on the website. So here we go. We're going now to do the D again, going from the right side to the left. So one, two, you might feel a whole different energy shift in your body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Do the L. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the O. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and the G. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, see how that feels for you, going both directions here. That's what's on the natal clearing. We'll see what comments we have here. And we can have callers tonight, so if you like, please call in. Even if you have a paranormal experience, that'd be fine. Or in between letters, numbers, et cetera, all the time, too. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Thank you very much, Ron. I was thinking that sometimes we, even if we're not searching for it, we end up hearing things this year, 2012. It's the religions are talking about it, and the Egyptian and Mayan thing reminded me. So I'm wondering if perhaps a sample of the mental body clearing for us so that we don't get too involved in reading and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
A sample of that.
And we'll do the sample of that. And here we go. And then we'll do a sample on the media clearing. So here we go. Mental body. So we'll clear the mental body for today. One, two, three, four. What feels relieved already? Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do a sample of the media clearing. And that clearing is if you happen to hear something, you see something, typically it's the media, you know, or you hear something about something going on, and you tune into that, and you don't know what you're onto, you know, or what's connecting to you as you hear about something. Here we go. Think of something that you may have heard today that kind of tweaked your interest, and we'll do a media clearing on that. And you can feel for yourself if there's any cordings that was attached to you with what you've seen or heard. So here we go. Media clearing sample. Oh, boy. That's heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That one more time here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, just see, you might want to get up and walk. Just see how your body's responding to this. Maybe you had an energy cord stuck in your neck or something, or maybe one of your ears, who knows. And maybe now you feel a little freer. So I think we have a beeper, so want to see who's online, Ann?
Yes, good evening. Who's on the line?
Yes, hi, this is Nikki calling.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, this is Self-Empowerment Night?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, great. Thank you for the mental clearings that you just did. I recently did the mind looping 1 and 2, been wanting to do them ever since I first heard about them a year ago, and finally got around to doing them, and I have to say I feel different. There's not so much crap bombarding me in my mind so much.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I'm very grateful. I just really appreciate it. I mean, I'm doing a lot of other things. I'm timeline crashing and everything, but I really feel that I got a calmness from using those two lifetime, whatever they, lifetime warranty, whatever they are,
yeah,
mind looping
so,
things.
What was your, I guess, symptoms before?
Oh, I got tired of the same, of having to deal with the same patterns coming up in my life.
Okay, yes.
I just, it was just ridiculous. And, you know, I was working at getting them down to a manageable level, but, you know, I was really realizing that there was a pattern repeating, you know, all the frills were gone from it, and I got to look at it face on.
Oh, wonderful. That's good.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I know all the other things I'm doing are helping. I mean, ever since I started doing timeline crashes, I probably have 5 of them running every day. Mostly 24/7. And last what happened for me is last night I slept. I mean, I didn't just sleep. I woke up feeling that my body was getting recharged, like I was on the way up, not on the way down. And I haven't felt like I am moving. Like sleep has been helping me the way it should be for the last 5 or 6 years. And this morning I felt, oh, I slept. I feel like I got some energy, like my cells started repairing themselves at night when I sleep, which is what I've always thought was supposed to happen, and I haven't had it for such a long time. It was just quite an experience to have it.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. So I could probably jabber on about it forever, but I don't know whether it's appropriate or not.
It's really hard for me to, people ask me what is the clearing that they really need to have or something like that. You know, I always steer them for if they're older, the death barcode and the emotional one, you know, and then definitely the ascension, the spirit barcode. But there's so many clearings on the website that it's a little hard to pinpoint something. You know, I have my initial ones that I started off with, which I always recommend. But yeah, it's that's why there's so many clearings, because one of those is maybe the one that people really need, you know.
Yeah. Well, I did there was a mental barcode a few weeks ago, because I thought that was going to be the big one for me, and I didn't notice anything. But, you know, that doesn't mean that it wasn't appropriate for me, but, you know, this mind-looping stuff was definitely something that made an immediate difference to me. Because I really want my body feeling good enough that it's easy for my spirit to be in it.
Yeah, that's very good, yes.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I'm more used to having an uncomfortable body, so I let it be normal, but I realize that that's not quite the way to do it anymore.
you mentioned that your little boy that you are with there, your grandson, that he's pretty intuitive. Anything new with him happening?
I didn't hear what you were asking me, Ron.
Yeah, you mentioned before that your grandson is pretty intuitive to the CLS clearings or information.
Yes, energy. They are. Actually, my granddaughter went up to the lightship with me whenever we went up a day or so ago. And she was seeing and feeling all the animals. It was pretty exciting for her.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, sometimes I can't get their attention, even though I drag them up there. But
yeah.
Sometimes they really tune into what's going on. And it's really kind of cool, because I have a new grandson in my life now who's 10 years old, and he's very outgoing, and he is very intuitive as well. So he's bringing a lot of blessings to the other ones, because there's things that are very obvious to him that he just talks about with them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you very much, Ron.
Okay, you're welcome.
I appreciate talking with you.
Yep.
And
I'll mention that
now.
We'll be giving away the slime, alien slime body clearing. We did the sludge body last month on the 8-hour calls, and now we're going to be doing the alien slime body. I'll do a sample of that for people, and I believe that's a whole lifetime clearing. So it's a little thing that I add to give people so they can move forward. Now, the slime one, you can kind of just visualize a sticky substance around you, like you've been slimed with something. And I'll take off the slime that was put on you today, and we'll just see how you feel. Oh, everybody, here we go. One. Oh, boy. This might, I don't know if I call it a slime coat or not, C-O-A-T, but that's kind of what it looks like. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, you can just see how you're feeling here. Maybe we'll get a caller to call in. Stuff is kind of like it's sticky. I perceive it maybe the width of this stuff varies, but it's at least an inch thick to maybe 6 inches. And it's kind of like, I don't know, kind of like if you took, I guess, like something clear, like Carol syrup or something, you know, something sticky, like STP, you know, for cars, just something like that, like honey, that would be clear. And it comes around you, and it's actually an alien life form that attaches to the outside of your body. So this is what that energy is, because it is living. I'll take it off again here. I'll do yesterday, so we'll see how you feel. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Kind of makes me feel like I'm sluggish. Like running in slow motion or moving in slow motion. We'll see what other people feel like. That's what I'm feeling now because I got rid of it. So I'm kind of feeling the backlash of it a little bit here. So we'll see what you guys feel as you got it released. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, I definitely felt that, Ron. How disturbing. So thank you very much. And we're getting comments on the fast chat that people are feeling something sticky, and someone said it was 1 inch to 6 inch thick, syrupy and sticky. And then someone's mentioning we do have another clearing the slime body coat removal. I remember that one. There's another healing.
Yeah,
on
this
there,
one
right?
Is actually called the. It's got a messenger here, so thank you, the one that sent that. So it's called
right.
The Alien Energetic Slime Body Coat Removal. That's
right.
The official name for it. And if you look just for slime body, it's under alien. So six steps, not whole lifetime. Okay. So I was wrong with the whole lifetime clearing, but there's six steps in it. So it's called the Alien Energetic Slime Body Coat Removal. Yuck.
Okay, that was wonderful, Ron. Thank you. We had a couple of requests, and I don't want to let them go by. I don't know if it's possible to clear if someone had a bad dream last night, and perhaps many people did. Someone else suggested to that person that they timeline crash it, which is an excellent suggestion. But is it possible for you if we each, I don't know, remember a bad dream or something, if you could clear that for us?
Yeah, okay, so think of a dream that you had that maybe upset you. And here we go. I'm going to crash that timeline. So one,
too. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. Kind of like stuck in the mud here. One, four-wheel drive here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. See how that is working for everybody. Just wondering, as you maybe watch, movies, DVDs or something, and you watch something and you actually, as you're enjoying watching it, you're actually being put into the movie as one of the movie players, okay? So you're like role-playing one of the characters, actors, maybe not knowing that consciously, but maybe you're hooked up to a character energetically. And so all of a sudden that is like a dream that's vivid to you. And all of a sudden you wonder why you're having maybe situations that are kind of common to that DVD that you saw. So if that's the case, if that's happened to you before, let's clear that energy. So think of a DVD that you've seen or a movie or something, and you look at it and you can relate to some part of that storyline because you maybe wrapped yourself around that character and now you owned what happened to he or she, and that now is haunting you. So let's clear that away. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So just kind of see how maybe you feel now. And let's do the same thing with an event that you had. So this is like a timeline crash. So think of some time in your life where you had an event that happened to you, and maybe it's still haunting you. So let's release that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so there you go. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. We're getting a lot of comments about the sludge clearing that you did, that people are really felt that and are feeling good. So thank you very much for doing that. We also had a request for something I'm not sure is possible to do, but could we possibly each pick something that's mind looping for us, and could you do a sample of that?
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. So think of something that maybe you say, you do. Maybe you nod your head all the time when somebody wants to, ask a question, and you say yes, so you nod your head yes. In fact, if you want to play a good joke on somebody, this was done to me a long time ago. The guy was, he was able to somehow move his head the other direction. So instead of going yes, he would say yes, but he'd shake his head no. And so you might try that yourself. Somehow the robotic program doesn't always connect. to allow you to do that, because you really got to stop, because you're used to saying yes with not in your head, you know, forward and back, you know. But to say no and to nod your head, or to do the opposite of that, you know, might be a little more complicated. But that's really interesting if you do it to somebody. You can watch them kind of like, you know, as you're giving them a completely different message than what they're used to. But anyway, let's go into the mind looping scenario here. So we'll do a sample of like the mind loop one. And just think of a particular situation that you're having where you have a repetitive occurrence, maybe a body a mannerism or speech. So here we go. Remember, you got to think of something. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, there we go. So we'll just see if that's helped anybody.
Thank you, Ron. And we have a request, which I think is a great idea for a sample of the cording release. But first, we have a comment that someone felt something release from their back when you cleared the movie. And he's asking, what released from my back from the movie? Now, I don't know if you can help this person specifically, or is it just...
Well, I don't know what it would be.
Right.
All I can say is that sometimes words or just seeing something will have another agenda that's riding on top of it, or some type of carrier wave from the unwanted universal travelers out there that come here. And they connect us with things that we know nothing about. You know, but we do get connected. So interesting to me how they can connect with coins and put a negative energy into them. And that kind of sometimes I thought that most metals were harder to have energy attached to them, but if you just take some coins out of your pocket, I can put them into a neutral energy, and they will normally feel lighter. So I can just show this to you. Another way of looking at the movie scenario is about being connected to it. So let me go down a little tangent here, but take some coins out, everybody. Doesn't matter what they are. You know, if you could, maybe you have maybe half a dozen in your pocket. Maybe they're all pennies or whatever. I doubt if we have silver dollars any longer. But, you know, you will probably have, you know, quarters. So just get something that has some weight to it and kind of like toss them in the air a little bit and kind of feel their weight. And then once you kind of get an idea what they feel like to you, then just stop and... I'll do a clearing here, so I'll give you about 30 seconds here to get some coins if you don't have anything. I don't think they attach to other metal things like your food utensils or anything. I think it's just the money aspect. Feels like everybody probably has your coins. Okay, so kind of feel the weight of them. Bounce up in the air in your hand. I'll just kind of hold them, clear the energy, putting them back into neutral. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So they're cleared now, and I'll bounce them up in the air again and see if they tend to feel lighter. Most people feel the coins as being lighter. Oh, that's something to play with here. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Wow, thank you, Ron. That was fun. Okay, is it possible for us to do a sample of the cording, of a cording release? I know that I have to clear myself of cords very often.
Yeah, let's see here. You have to pick a location on your body where you have a cord. May not even know that you have one, but some people might have a backache, so that's a good indication of the, of a cord. Maybe you're limping, possibly. Maybe you stubbed your toe or something, so you're limping. So whoever looks at you when you're limping, they're going to put a cord to you where you're limping. So you want to get rid of that. Here we go. Just pick that location. We'll release the cord. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that helps you. So Jonathan says, if it doesn't go off, something about, I got to, just going to read it here. Something about clones coming into him on the timeline, I think, of a...
On the movie timeline, he says.
Yeah, very interesting, yeah. Could probably do.
Well, yeah, that's also disturbing.
Yeah.
I have a request, Ron. Would it be possible? It's about we're about 15 minutes till the end of the show. Would it be possible to do a glass of water for peaceful sleep?
We can do that. Yeah, we got to get off at 55. So yeah.
Oh, okay. If anyone wants to do that, get a glass of water ready for later.
Yeah. So we'll do water in 5 minutes then. So get a glass of water. Now, if you happen to be listening to the program and maybe you work the night shift in another country and you're going to be going to work, then we can put energy in there to give you some energy for life force. So either way it would work. So one will give you some nice energy to wake yourself up. The other one will just make you become more relaxed. Some peace energy. Remember, once you're in peace, then your body kind of slows down or doesn't get wound up in all the thoughts, and then you sleep well. So we'll do that in a couple of minutes here. Let's see here. I'll do another sample of that slime body clearing. I'm going to work with your eyes, okay? So this will be interesting. And I'm going to take that slime out of your eyes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see if we have any comments on eyes right now. Maybe your eyes are feeling more rested. Maybe you might be able to see them a little bit better. Hard to say what the ramifications are, but we'll just see what, using the word see here, so you'll be able to see what's happening. Okay. Our next show is our paranormal night on Fridays. And have anything to add, Anne, about anything?
Well, no. I just, it did occur to me that since we did that cording release from a place in the body, that perhaps a quick sample of the pain body clearing in case someone's having any pain or...
Okay,
it could
sure,
have been
yeah.
both things. They could have been caused pain by the cording.
Oh, yeah. We'll do a pain release.
Thank you.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm just kind of like thinking out loud here. Let's say that you are in a location where it's warm or maybe even hot. And you hear in the news and the newscaster saying, oh, man, it's so-and-so, you know, today, and we have this heat wave coming. Right away, they're bringing you into a timeline of a heat wave, okay? And so your body now is on a timeline trying to correct itself, body temperature-wise, for a heat wave. Remember, you had a heat wave probably some other time in your life, and lo and behold, it wasn't good. And now you have that programming on that timeline of a heat wave. So your body now is freaking out because it knows how bad it was before. But you're on a timeline of a heat wave. So let's change that. And let's just go into a regular day. And hypothetically, we'll just say, you know, if it's really hot where you are, we'll just knock it down, you know, say 20 degrees, okay? Let's just see what the timeline would be like where you're living right now if it was 20 degrees cooler. And we'll just see if it works. So here we go. And maybe 20 degrees might be too much. If you do feel a slight change, then you may want to do a timeline crash, maybe lower it 5 degrees. Maybe your body can't accept a 5 or maybe a 20. It might be too much. But we'll see. So I'm going to see if we can get it down so it's a 20-degree more comfortable zone for people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, doing timeline crashes on your current heat wave temperature. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Feels like I have to do probably a good 100 of these here. I don't have enough time to do that. Just see how your body is feeling now. If it feels like it's can withstand the higher temperature better. Now you're in a different timeline. Okay? So let's do the water. This would be the water of your choice, whether it be...
Excuse me, Ron. I know you said we can do the peaceful sleep or, depending on your needs, the life force energy. Someone asked, could they choose skin misting as well? Would that be okay?
Too.
Okay.
Here we go, everybody. Oh, it's your intent here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'll bring the dolphins in. 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So your water should be charged up now, so enjoy that. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you very much. And we have a request from someone that you decloned their plant. Okay, wait, I just lost it. Plant, two types of plants that they have. Do clones attach themselves to plants, Ron?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything you see physically is cloned.
Okay.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. Remember, it's a replica of the original.
Okay. And is it a benefit to declone the plants?
Well, when you declone them, then they become real. So I can do a sample of that quickly here. So if you have any flowers around, plants, just look at them. And we have our decloning call for people on Thursdays. And then tomorrow night, which is Thursday, we have another radio program on a different station. That's on the website, the top, kind of the, near the top right. So you could check that out if you'd like to. And it's a two-hour show and the co-host. So here we go, decloning of your plants. So I'll count to 50. Here we go. One, two. Each time a clone plant's going to come in and go. Or we'll go through 50 different cloned versions of what you have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Your plant should start to look a little better as they have more spirit energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Needs a little more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 100. Okay, going to make it real here. We'll see what we can do. You need to have more than that, but we'll 100 is a good number to do. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Where are our original bodies, Ed is asking. A good question, Ed. I don't have the answer for that one. Oh, your plants looking different, and do they feel better? They should have more life energy to them, life force. And they should have normally more color, and they might even smell better. Remember, before you had a cloned replica, a living replica of what you had, okay? So typically if you were to have one plant alongside of the other, and you had two of the same type of plants or flowers or whatever, the other one would look like it was a fake plant, like what you'd buy an artificial plant. Our show's coming to an end here in a minute, so we have our 8-hour, 4-hour call this weekend coming up. The intensives, if you get on all of them, it's 28 hours of healing. The cost is $200, and I give you that the slime body clearing for free. And a spouse or loved one living with you is half price. And if you have any children, 18 and under, they're free. And so are your animals and pets. Hello, everybody. Hopefully everything is working out well for you. And you may want to bring some questions forward on the Friday BBS program if you like. Or go to CLS Questions, plural, at Yahoo, and we could probably address some tomorrow night, too. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Ann.
And we'll let you, Ron, and everyone. It was a lovely show.
Hey, we'll see you later, everybody.
Good night.